The good thing about a waiter. My friends told me I had no experience. That's how I went into a big shop to look around and strike up a conversation. Then I glanced in a bar, and in a split second, I found myself sitting down. I drank two glasses of beer, and my head was spinning. Now I can go home, I told myself. The following day, I decided to take the plunge on the beach and observe the lifeguard population. I settled down next to a girl. I didn't know she was so pretty, and when she turned around, I almost felt bad finding her in front of me and myself in front of her. Then I thought of the sun that blinds you when you want to see. So I told her this. She didn't say anything. She looked at me and covered her head with a large hat. I felt how waiters feel. They imagine things because they only hear half conversations, whispered when they are around or broken off when they pass, rhythmically or stealthy as appropriate. For this reason, I will be a waiter, to bring silence to the table, to say, "Here you are. Would you like anything else? Sorry to interrupt. You're welcome." Being a waiter is what you need to let your imagination run wild and get the right experience. And I bet that the girl who is grown up and clearly experienced, with some luck, will speak to me.